back to the ending. Where were we at before we? Yeah, we're gonna go.
I'll start going through them.
Yeah, go through them.
I'll say the names, and you, if you anybody wants to say something about the name, you can say something. If you don't want to say nothing, we'll go to the next name.
Next name. Facts. I like that.
All right.
Season one.
Season one. Woo!
Season
one.
Can I get a winner?
Season one.
Thank you.
You're a good person.
I'm a good person.
Yo, that's season one.
That's
shit.
Season one.
Yo, I'm a good person. Yo, I'm going to put that on the back of the fucking jersey.
I'm a good person.
All right, so I'm a good person and no pity daps.
Oh. No pity dap.
Man, no. Yo, that's crazy. That's the evolution that of our
I can't. That was going to be on the next kit, though. Remember? No pity daps going to be on the kit. Next kit. No
pity daps.
It's
still going to be on there.
It's going to be on the next kit.
No pity daps, nah, yeah, no. bro. No
that
pity
will
daps.
Be on the next kit.
Season
no
one.
No pity daps. No good ball.
We'll
no
that.
Fucking participation. Dap.
Yeah, like I don't give a fuck if you tried.
You got a
like,
strike or you got a spare.
Yeah,
you get a dap.
You get a dap.
That's it.
That's it. If you come over here because you hit nine and that's it,
and you
the fuck
you,
on my face with
yeah,
a pound.
Yeah, sorry.
You get no pound. You get no love. You get no high fives. You get no none of that.
Some people got embarrassed about it too because they'd get nines.
And
like,
they thought
sorry.
That they was gonna get a pound and like some love, and it's like, yo,
no pity
dodge
that.
Me with that. Like, yeah. Oh. Fuck you mean? I had to dodge
it. Some people
that.
Almost got us.
Yeah, nah, some people got us.
Yo, reaching for it?
Some people got us.
Yeesh.
Hit him with the, whoa, you almost got me. You didn't do nothing. Like, I'm not giving you a
you didn't do nothing?
I'm like, I almost gave you a fucking pound for nothing? Man, sit the fuck down, bro.
Yo.
Fuck is you doing right now? You almost got me. I would have been tight.
Crazy.
Should we start with Vic since we already gave Vic dabs and props.
Shout out to Vic.
Well, I mean, just Vic. Yeah, shout out to Vic.
Shout out to Vic. That
yo, Vic's on the first kit.
Yeah.
Like, let's
is.
Not forget that, bro.
And I
like,
rock
that's...
that kit all the fucking time.
I love it. I got the jacket.
Skid
I got
destroy,
the kit. Yeah,
backwards.
Man. Yo, shout out to Vic, man. He's a young.
Still rep you, bro.
He's a young boy. He do his thing. He's in the bike world, and
he's
not,
Dominican, yo.
Yeah, that's your man's.
Yeah, I gotta like. That's off rip. Just man.
Speaking of, all right, well. Episode 2, Season 1, Mean Gene Padilla.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to him. Shout out his evolution in San Francisco.
Yo. Shout out to your screen printing.
Queens to San Fran.
To SF.
And just
to Oakland, because he's staying in the East Bay now.
Treating me like family.
Oh, I know you hype to see him when you go over there.
Yeah, I'm big
hype. I know you hype to see him. I forgot about him over there.
He's going to be my immediate connection to the bike messenger community.
Of course, he's already in that bitch.
Man, I don't know any
good.
Bike messenger shit in the
Shout
Bay.
Shout out
like,
to Gene, man.
New York shit? Yeah, of course. But, like,
Gene.
Gene is such a.
Milton, baby.
Yo, young Milton.
Young Milton,
that's,
right?
Yo, man's. Man's.
Good for him, man. I'm happy for him.
He co-hosted, I think, a podcast
yes,
in season
he did,
4.
And we didn't
release
it
because everyone was fucking schmiz,
man.
We
were schmizzy.
It was way schmizzy. Yo, we got that stuff?
Yep.
I want to hear that.
Bonus tracks.
We should put that
Almost
out.
Did. Bonus material,
just like,
yeah.
Like, unedited, just fucking raw, like, from beginning to end. Just put it out.
Yeah, it's totally different from everything we've ever done.
Yeah, I know, right? Whoops. Getting the same shit in a different package.
Raw and edited?
Yeah, right.
In nah, I know.
You know what I mean. Nah, but yeah, shout out to Gene.
Yeah. Yeah, so Gene's number 2.
All right, cool. Here we go.
Damn, this thing wants to. I don't need anything, SoundCloud.
I'm gonna cut it all out.
the cloud is not the cloud right now.
Damn.
Thunderstorm.
Dominican Chris was number 3.
That was a good
one. You already know.
Shout out to him. There was a lot of people that came out that night. I think Dino pulled up.
Nice from pictures.
Tony's bikes. Yeah, a lot of pictures.
Group
good
pick.
Night. He good talked one. a lot about Monster Track shit, and he said a lot about his cheating.
And the culture.
No, his accusations of cheating.
Yeah.
He spoke about that. So go check that podcast out. Who's next?
He also talked about bike shops and like his relationship to cycling before being.
Oh, and his uncle.
Yeah. Mm. Like that shit I really thought was cool, you know, uptown.
His uncle put him on some bikes, yeah.
After that was Caro. Caro Ruiz.
Oh, when Mala Bruja?
Yeah.
That's when she was doing that, right? Or did she do it already at that time?
I feel like we interviewed Kenya before this, and then, like, maybe they were funking, and then
Kato was on there. It already happened, I think. Yeah. When Kato came on, I think her and Kenya's relationship wasn't as beautiful as it was in the beginning. So
true. But we had already interviewed Kenya, like, before, but that one never got released.
That one never got, but that wasn't the one where...
That wasn't it. And then after Kato, we had Big Body.
Oh, Big Body Chris. Because
he was bouncing. And he was an originator. Like, he was supposed to be my...
He was supposed to be the producer.
Chris was supposed to be you. Yeah. Mm. But he never signed up, so I just fucking tried.
Because he said he was going to do it, and then he lied.
Yeah, he lied.
That's the truth.
But he was there in the beginning. Like, when we all were in the basement, that one... That one, like, nucleic night.
Yeah. We all came up with the idea to do it, and, like, we're, like, going to push forward with it.
Hell, yeah.
He was there, but, he didn't come through. I love you.
We're fucking the Power Rangers, and then he dipped.
He was like, he's White Ranger.
He's Green Ranger.
then we redid Kenya at the bowling alley.
Okay, that was a good one.
Because the first one, Kenya's was good.
Yeah, I was wearing a Trek jersey that day.
And then we did Soho because we were, like, all about feeling the fire, and it's called Cassic Cheese Mess. And if... Honestly, I felt like at this point, everyone was, like, making it something.
Yeah.
Like, we had a podcast. We started a podcast.
They made it something.
And they just, like, were like, well, you guys are feeling this fire, and you wanted to fucking... And we're like, well, we're going to give voice to everybody. Yeah. So we had Soho on.
And then he beasted the fuck out. He beasted the fuck out. That was the only
And then one. We had Victor Uma.
Oh, that was another
OD.
That was a fiery one.
Yo, our fucking... People selection.
That was your job, really. You were the casting director on that one. Like, you would get. Sure. You were the scouter. Like, you you were the best scout.
After Soho, we had Victor Uma, which I think is also, like, a great fucking.
That was good.
Then we had Arslan, Young Lion.
Young Lion. He made it to the first season.
Yeah, you know why? Because he won the Alley Cat.
Fuck, he did.
He won the Queen's Alley Cat.
Hey.
Yeah, I remember.
Then we had
Yo,
Lalo.
Niggas invited me.
Shout out to Lalo. What?
Oh, no, I just got a text about getting invited to the Tour de Bronx.
But Lalo, we caught Lalo on his way out already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out on Sunday.
So we didn't get to catch Lalo, like competitive Lalo.
Then we had 420 fucking rude guy, Mario Sepulveda.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to him. He be check, out there again.
Yeah,
still.
Check out his Terry Bear.
Still mobbing.
Yeah, still mobbing.
Then we had James McKay.
Hey.
Shout out to Young McKay.
Yo, he out here doing infused eats and shit with the bud, and I respect it.
Congratulations.
A lot of infused cannabis things he's doing now.
Dope.
Respect it. Yeah.
Dope.
We're still in season one, and then Black Friday Crit. Was that the one that we recorded at the fucking pizzeria?
Yeah.
Did
Jürgen.
We record it? Hold on.
Yeah. We did record the pizzeria.
Jürgen and Chels.
We recorded at the fucking pizzeria. What the fuck was we doing? Who are we? At a pizza. Yo, it's a brick.
We all went to Big Nick's after. It's brick. Right, yeah, I'm cold.
I want
to
call out to
Big Nick's Pizza Shop.
Big Nick's Pizza Shop.
Yo,
woo!
Shout out to Big Nick's.
Yo, shout out to Big. Where the fuck is that at? I want to go
70 something.
Park,
right? Yeah, 70 something on the west side.
I'm going to Big Nick's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Big Nick's.
Right. It's so
after that, we had Spliff.
Shout out to Spliff, Jason Morales.
BXG right there. That's my G right there. I fuck with him, heavy.
After Spliff.
Yeah.
We had fucking the Foley Brothers, which is another fucking location.
Yo, shout out at their crib. Wait, their crib? Your crib.
My crib.
Yeah, wow.
We had the Foley Brothers, Sean and
Blaze.
Foley.
Then we had Shardy.
Shout out to Shardy, who was like the most shouted out on the podcast.
Yeah, they was sucking him. Yeah, King TLD.
I think it had to do with our guest.
I mean, it was
a lot of our guests.
Shout out to the final episode, the season finale of season one, was when I interviewed Gabe and Jason.
Oh, wow.
That was another fucking
location.
That was
in the bar.
That was the fucking tab. Yo, we went everywhere with
the boy band pictures.
Are we up to 10 locations yet?
Yeah, absolutely up to 10.
I don't know.
I think we passed 10 already.
Oh, shit. Another location. Hold up. All right, season two, episode one, BX Mundo. Shout out to Ed.
Valero.
I knew it was season one, season two.
Nah, opener. season two.
Opener. Yeah, season two. Opener.
Nah, season two, season episode two.
Who's that?
Kid.
Oh.
Kid, that's another location.
Gotta
go to his fucking job.
In the morning.
This office was like 2x2, my G.
Eight in the morning.
I didn't fit in it. And I was just like, yo, what?
Two by two.
It was crazy in there, bro. I think we had to.
The picture's tough, though.
We had to stand up on top of each other to fit in the room. This shit was OD. Yeah.
You could peep the gram. You could go back and listen to the episode. There's no ambiente at all. We're just in the fucking room, bro.
It's a room. It's a messenger station.
It's a messenger center, yeah. Center. Nah, but OD memorabilia. Yeah. Was Diablo still in there at the time?
No, I don't think so.
He was gone already.
There was a guy that pulled up, though, that was
Another time I went, Diablo had his gear in there, and it was like fucking VHS adapters and tape things. Like, Diablo's a sick fuck, man. He's got...
Yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah. Which he never came on the cast. He's one of those people that... Now, he dubbed us from jump. He was like, Cheese Man, bro? Nah.
He said, Cheese Man, you know, I don't fuck with you.
Nah, bro.
Yo, even when I was doing that shit with for him and Kurt Boone,
nah.
He was like, hey, you know, Ask Me Question podcast, right? I said, yo,
I'm hosting.
Kurt invited me, bro. Like, I was like, what are you talking about? No, it's not a podcast. I'm not doing it.
Yo, season two.
Shout out to him, though.
Yeah, shout out to yo, Astoria, Queens. Yo, he fucking Queens. Shout out to him. Hard body.
He go hard with the videos. I respect it.
Season two, episode three, Jono.
Oh, shit.
Freaks. Season two, episode four, PPR throwback, which we brought that shit. Resurrect. That was before, what's his name, right? That was
That was before season two.
No, that was before season one, episode one. That was like.
That was the first
wasn't
part?
That before we did?
No.
Was Vic real number one? Was
real number one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then they were number sound two. Issues.
Then we had, then I think there was two. Then it was like PPR. No, I think PPR was like three.
You brought all of them?
In the
it was just like Doug and.
And George.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug and George. But it was really good.
Yeah, so that one's posted. But that was after. We recorded that one after Monster Track when there was the lottery ticket, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were like the main
antagonizers
of the whole.
Shit got crazy.
You crazy. Cheated.
Yeah, somebody cheated.
So we dropped that one. We dropped that one season two, episode four, which was probably because somebody flaked on us. But probably somebody was like, yeah, I'm down. And we're like, yeah, hell yeah. All right, cool. And then they fucking were like, oh, actually, I got the corona. I know I'm a couple years early, but like.
What's that dude that flaked on us?
Everyone.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I want to call out somebody specific. But.
Well, then you'll remember. After that, we had Carla and Olivia at the same time.
Remind me.
Nice.
Johnny Davis.
Johnny fucking Davis. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Carla.
Yeah. Shout out to Carla. McNorty?
She became Irish like immediately.
That's her fucking last name.
Is it McNorty?
I mean, that's what I seen on the gram. So
well, maybe
she's
McNorty, bro.
I don't
know
why she would put up a fake last name on the gram.
That's fine. Yeah,
that's weird.
Good. Everybody should have
weird
a fake
ass
name.
Fucking Carla
season
McNorty.
Two, episode six. The only person to not give us a Cat Six story, Jason.
Yo, fucking
Affinity.
Don't mention him. Oh, I was gonna say.
No, we mentioned him already. Yeah. After Jason, and it makes sense. Look. We had Jason number six. He didn't give us a story. Then we had a cop, and he gave us mad stories. So not all cops are bad guys, okay?
Yeah.
And not all fucking bike people are with the cause, all right?
There you go. I can't believe
season two episode eight.
Who was it? Who was the cop?
Matt Recchia.
Matt Recchia.
There you go.
He a cop.
He a cop. He's
OD a cop, bro.
He gave me PBA cards 2 years
OD
in a row,
a cop.
So respect for that.
Yeah,
like,
hey, yo,
got
no
me out
facts.
Of two tickets.
Yo, he gave me a PBA
so
card. He gave me two PBA
that.
Cards.
Did he hear this?
Yo, because that's the most New York shit, bro. I can't even believe it. You can have a PBA card. You present a PBA card. They'll be like, you good.
You good. Be like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Who
actually,
knows,
I might have, but the person I gave it to wasn't even a cop, bro. Well, maybe they like were a cop, but they had like electric vehicle. It was a little... I was like, I could have skated on you.
Like,
of all the things to pull over
like,
for.
I didn't even need to pull my card out, stupid. Dipped on you, dummy.
But
out.
I did.
Are
I,
you dumb?
I let him have it, and he said, yeah, you good. You could have got killed. I was like, straight.
He was like, yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah. So, hold up. After Matt, we had Daisy.
Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Daisy.
I haven't
Shout
seen her.
Daisy.
Is she still in New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, I kicked it with Daisy in Chicago, and Daisy made me feel like fucking New York, man.
We ain't shit?
Nah, like,
it's the best.
I fucking love New York because if you weren't here, then I would know nobody here but the people who worked at Chrome. But to see somebody who was like, other than shout out to fucking the Dominican bike messenger because my man pulled up, hit me with the OG fucking Chrome Chicago fit, and I was like, bruh, I'm getting the real fucking love right now on the strength of the pod. So shout out to Gabe, shout out to Jay, but my man, the Dominican bike messenger in Chi-Town, pulled up to the Chrome store with the OG in the fucking plastic, like shrink wrapped. hit me with it,
I
boy.
I heard about it.
I was like, yeah, I got a patch for you. Yeah,
yeah,
I got a sticker for
you.
You
get all this love.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Yo, shout out to him because he has been showing love forever.
Mad long.
And he shows love to mad New York, like, cycling, like, shit. Like, he shows love to Soho. Like, he's in it. Like, he fucks with the New York cycling scene. Yeah. And he's Dominican, so you know I got to show love.
Yeah.
De Lo Mio. So.
So Daisy went out there for that race. That's when I seen her there. After Daisy, we had Chelsea, season 2, episode 9.
Chelsea
Matias. I don't know if she races anymore.
She plants.
She had the illest fucking intro song, though, and she requested it.
She's like the garden whisperer now.
That's fine.
How
the fuck she get that?
She was like,
I want that.
You gotta put this on.
Oh, she asked her.
I said,
you know
okay.
What? Her dad's an old school dude from the Bronx. And he's cool as shit.
Of course.
So she like, I know what time it is.
Yo, after Chelsea, I think we were heavy in our crank
shift.
She's
like, yeah,
we were on
our
crank shift right here. We have Brandon Strzok, season 2.
Yo, where
episode
he at?
10. He's in Chicago. He's in Chicago.
Shout out to him. He was cool, man.
Yo.
I liked him.
Season 2, cool. Episode 11, Rucola.
Shout out to him, London boy.
Matt.
Yeah,
fast. Life.
He fast.
Yeah.
Season 2, episode 12, Smash.
Catch
him.
That was
catch
the Chrome store.
Chrome store.
At the Chrome store.
That was dope. Those pictures came out dope.
Season 2, episode 13, Stone Tone.
Yeah.
Stone Tone. Shout out to you. Yo,
true,
shout
true,
out to
true.
This is a test.
This is
this
a
is
test.
This is a test radio. Shout out to
fuck
that,
with
yo.
This is a test.
Keep doing your thing, man, because y'all might be the only ones doing it. For a
season
bit.
2, episode 14, Bike Your City, Steven Avalos.
Yo, shout out to him. Does he ride bikes? I don't know.
I haven't seen him.
I think he does, but he don't.
He don't care about nobody. He post it.
Photography shit now. He gave up the Bike Your City shit. He just like
gave it up.
Closed the account and like started the Santa Fredo shit.
Wow, Santa Fredo.
Season Fredos. 2, episode 15, Johnson or Johnso NYC.
Oh, yo, I used to work like a block away from him when I worked at Propel.
Keep throwing the
wheelies
cool
up. Shit. Yep. I ran into
12 o'clock
times.
Boys.
He works at, I mean, I don't know if he gives a fuck, but he worked at the Vespa spot.
Yo, like season 2. Cruise. Who doesn't work at the Vespa shop? Episode 16. Corey the Courier.
Oh, that was a good one. Shout out to him.
Not so
friendly.
Laps.
Pull up to that. Pull up to that. It's happening. Prospect Park.
Nothing
Thursdays.
But support for Kenry.
Thursdays? There you go.
For Kenry. For Corey.
Yeah.
Season 2, episode 17, Roz.
Shout out to
Roz.
Where's she at? She good?
RZ Designs.
Portland,
right?
West, yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
With
Seattle,
Justin, with
Depot.
Her she made
actually.
Bread.
Oh, yeah. She was with K2, and she did that thing in the like, fucking Mercedes Sprinter, like a national
me, Mercedes,
park tour.
A Mercedes Sprinter?
Right? I think.
Bread.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she was doing her thing.
She's good. Okay.
RZ Designs.
K2, bro. K2.
She's good.
Yo, David Gustafa, season 2, episode 18.
Shout out to him.
Yo, what's he doing?
The last
Queens,
time
Queens
I
Realty?
Yo, Queens Realty? The last time I
he
seen
sold
him
the fucking Citibank building? Yo, he sold City Field.
Nah. The last time I seen him on the gram, he was at some underground club getting it pop. Like, he was at some underground club, at, like somebody's apartment that was like halfway an apartment, halfway a fucking club with a bar, getting it fucking Dominican the fuck out. Like,
fire.
Like Mad Dembo, like I like fucking I don't know what time of the night, drinking Mad Hennessy and all types of Brugal. So shout out to him for that. De Lo Mio, my nigga. And that's it. Yeah. He's Dominican
true.
As fuck.
Like, hell yeah.
He's
yo, shout out to David G one more game.
Ride your bike, my G. I haven't seen you on that in a minute.
Where he at? Season 2, episode 19, T-John Randall.
Yo, shout out to him.
Honey
T-John
Wheels.
Honey Wheels.
Doing his thing with that, his own company, Building Wheels. Heard he's real nice. I might maybe one day.
Chopped Cheese Master.
Chopped Cheese Master, too. So he makes good chopped cheeses
he
and
just,
wheel wheels.
He knows
he's
where
a
to
master,
get them.
Apparently.
He knows where to get them.
He knows where to get
so
them.
So he builds your wheels so you can go get chopped cheeses.
That's it.
Fucking
the best.
Pro.
If that ain't a fucking sales pitch, I don't know what is.
Legend.
Season 2, episode 20, Terry Berensing.
Shout out to him, biting
you
ass.
Too.
Yeah. Shout out to him, though. I mean, he's still
season 2, think. Episode 21, rest in peace to a real one, Pauly.
Yo.
RIP, track boy Pauly.
It's just Pauly. A moment of silence for me.
We could all have a moment of silence for Pauly.
I appreciate that we could still hear, like, some crickets over there. Y'all hear him?
I hear him. It's probably Pauly right there, talking shit.
It's just a little bit of nature. All the pictures I took, it's like fucking roll up doors and we're in the street. We're in the fucking gutter right now.
Yeah, but then
like
we
it's not.
Crickets.
Yeah, I heard crickets though. Shout out to Paul, man.
Shout out to Paulie.
Damn, I was jumping ahead. After Paul, season 2, episode 22, Sean Wolf.
Wow.
King Cog.
Shout out to him. Shout out to King Cog. Shout out to him. And
Son
and
Air.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Shout out to his fam, too.
Another person with another cyclist with another young man. Yep. Or another young boy.
Yeah.
Whatever they're calling him in 2020, man.
Yeah, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Season 2, episode 23, Tyrone, actually.
Yo, I just passed his shop yesterday.
The shop?
Yep. I took a picture
of it. You passed the shop?
Yeah, I took a picture of it.
True.
Took a picture of the, I mean, it was closed. So
check out that city
the,
bike edit.
I know. What's her name? Did that? His,
Claw?
Claw. Yeah. Claw Money.
Yo, shout out to Claw.
Shout out to Claw Money. Yeah, she did his,
his gates, his roll up door.
Yep. Yeah, shout out to that.
Shout out to High Snobriety and the North Face for putting me and Gabe on.
Facts.
With Claw.
That was a good time.
Yeah, that was lit. Season 2, episode 24, Cesar Gallegos.
Oh,
shout out to Queens.
Shout
Butcher
to him.
Box.
Butcher Bike, Butcher Box Cycling, or whatever the fuck it is. He gets mad meat and he rides bikes.
He gets the meat.
And he gets mad
season
meat.
Season
2, and he
rides episode 25, Pedro.
Shout
young,
out to,
young Pedro.
Shout out to Young Electrician.
Young retired.
Real electrician.
Gave up the bike straight up.
Pedro Electrician.
Pedro the Electrician, yeah. Yeah, shout out to him. He don't ride bikes.
Season
no more.
2, episode 26, Keith Garrison.
Oh, he still rides bikes, right?
Yeah.
I seen him.
Yeah, of course.
I seen him, a couple months ago, I think.
We still got to get that bowling game.
Yeah,
oh,
right?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They're not ready for
whenever
us.
Whenever he gets right.
Season 2, episode 27, we spoke about it. Michael Lynn. Mm. Michael.
Stromberg.
Season 3, episode 1, Cordell. Yo.
Stay alive,
I
baby.
Want the fucking Cat 6 rug, but I don't think I could afford the Cat 6 rug.
Yeah, this is
wait,
rug.
You can make a Cat 6 rug?
What?
You
ain't keep the fucking rug game, boy?
I seen the Metro cards. I was hype. I was like, he's fire.
Yo, the
he's
rug fire. Game is
yo,
OD.
So how much is a rug?
I don't know.
Not enough.
More than I got.
How much?
Like,
so how much is a rug?
80.
He like hand fucking.
Is he fucking plucking the fucking
thing? Yeah, with the machine by hand.
Yeah? I mean. A Cat 6 welcome fucking mat to the crib, though, I might be with that.
Nah, this is like in the crib, like don't step on my fucking rug type rug.
This is getting hung up.
I want that,
yeah, I don't need nobody stepping on this
see,
rug.
I want
you put
like
it in the middle
mat.
Of the room.
I
it's like you stand around the fucking
off.
Rug, man.
You
don't
you sleep
stand on the
rug.
Rug.
You don't stand
sure.
on it.
Yeah,
you put your head on it.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not the type of rug I want.
Sure. You get whatever. It's a small rug, and it's expensive for me because, you know, I'm broke. I had a job in Madlong.
I'm good.
COVID.
Anyways, everything Cordell does is for
EP
Foyer.
Too.
Foyer.
Yeah, word. Shout out to the mass.
Follow Cordell. Stay Alive Studios.
Stay Alive Studios.
Season 3, episode 2, Cheat Dead Gabe.
Yo.
Which is a great transition for us. Like, season 3, we were definitely in the fucking zone.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like we did exactly, like,
everything
we wanted Cordell number 1. We wanted Cheat Dead number 2.
Yo,
like, we, man. Everything, it was hitting. Like, yeah. Everything was firing on the pistons that
like
we needed
three.
To.
Three. Yeah. That's why I said
you were right. Yeah, you know, you're right.
It was hard.
Now we're going through, rough. And I'm like, yeah.
It was a rough season,
we
but
were
it was
in the
a
rhythm.
Good season. We fucking worked for that season, like, from the beginning to end. And I think that's why we were so tired, too. Because from jump, like you said, we had a set, like, and we weren't fucking around. We're like, we're going to get this person. For this date, we're gonna get this person for this date. So we were just working nonstop to try to get these people scheduled and like, and to get it the way we wanted it to be, exactly how we wanted it to. Yo, and then that's when I think we're doing the team shit heavy too.
Who got Cordell?
What do you mean?
Urban Stems.
No, you got him. Jay got number 1, which was like the banger to open the series. Did you get Cheat Death?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got Cheat Death. Yes.
And then number 3 is Uncle Rigo. Jay, did you get Uncle Rigo again? His is hella long. It's
an
hour 11.
All my favorite
after
episodes.
Doing like 40 minute ones. And then his was like an hour 11. You know.
Shout out to Rigo.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Anytime he talks, he's entertaining.
Uncle Rigo is. Then we had Ricardo.
Shout out to Ricardo too. Young man got a lot of shit to say. Silent, but when he speaks some shit.
Damn.
Yeah,
Ricardo,
I appreciate Ricardo a lot, man. He's somebody who like knows what it means to like play your position and not be fucking trying to do hella extra. Like I feel like so many people try to do extra, and he's like doing extra, but like
he does what he needs.
He's doing
to,
his
I
thing.
Right? Like yeah,
he's not trying to be extra in impeding on anybody. It's more like I'm going to go hard and make more money over here or something.
That's yeah, like nowhere even
like, I love all
you.
The bike
yeah.
stuff, and I love all yeah, this, and I'm true. But, like, I'm not true. Trying to throw events, or I'm not trying to be in the racing, yeah. or I'm not trying to, you know, he's not, like, a really, he's not, like, an overt character. Yeah. He's just, like.
He does his thing, but he's mad.
He's trying to be over here, but he's ill. Him, he's social like, as fuck. You wouldn't think that he's as ill because he's so quiet and to himself, that, but he's, like, a fucking ill kid. Yeah.
He'll talk to you.
Queens.
He's shout cool out everybody. To Queens, yeah, man. Yeah. Talk, well, he stayed by the park now, by Prospect.
Right?
He's Queens.
Queens!
Fuck that. He's facts. Still from Queens. Yeah.
After Ricardo, we had Jen. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Moreau.
Oh, yeah. I remember Moreau. Her. Yeah, she's Moreau. Like, up strong. All the time. She's cool. Yeah.
After Jen, we had Kelsey Lee.
Shout out to Kelsey. Yo.
Shout out to girl. Kelsey.
She did the.
Everything.
No, but that.
Huntress.
That's the one I was talking about. Thank you.
Real good.
Oh, mate. Like, I love that fucking. I love that. Love that
yo,
film.
Bicycle Film Festival. That's where I seen it.
Yeah, me too.
Season 3, episode 7, Kurt Boone. Shout out to the OG.
Shout out to my nigga Boone in the fucking building.
Shout out to the collab.
Yo, I've never seen so many collabs. Yo, Kurt Boone is the collab king.
Collab master.
Collab master.
Collab master Kurt.
Collab master flex. Take it.
We still got like 60
episode
people.
8, Brent Barber.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, BFF, already know. You already BFF. Know.
Right after Brent Barber, we had Dave Trimble.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to BFF.
Fire.
Shout out to BFF again. Nah. Shout out to him too on Right Hook Crip, man.
After,
bring it back.
After Dave Trimble, we had Kelly Samuelson.
Yo, just.
After Kelly, we had Ash Dubin.
The elite of the.
Dubin.
The elite Dubin. Of the man.
I don't
is.
Know how to say her name. Season 3, episode 12, Paul Budges.
Oh, I remember him.
City bike, your life.
He threw the race.
Yo.
He threw the city bike only
yo,
race.
Yo, can we talk about Paul's job before he started doing his own thing? He was a
Marine.
Fucking. Yeah, thanks. After that. Oh. When he was an air marshal.
Yeah, he was that's an air marshal.
He was the guy on the plane with the strap.
Yeah, like ready like, for anybody to pull up.
With flights. The strap.
Yeah.
You're on the airplane. Just
I got to listen to
my
that
job
again.
Is to casually take flights from this fucking city to this city and like hang out there for a little bit and then take a flight to another city.
That's
and take
how cool
a flight
that
to
is and how fun that
and
is.
And I just carry a gun on the plane.
And
that's
I'm
my
the
job.
Only one with a gun except the motherfucker that's trying to take over the plane. And then and that.
And way, he don't and know I got a gun, so I'm going to light his ass the fuck up.
Before he even get a chance.
And hopefully. And my aim, and I got the job because my aim is so good that I'm not going to shoot a hole in the fucking plane.
I'm going to just shoot him in the
I'm going to just
head.
Kill this
yeah.
guy. That's it.
That's insane.
Ill B.
Mans was a savage, and he
yo,
loved city bikes.
He had the wild. When he told me his job, I was like, excuse me, sir? The
and
fuck
I
did
knew
you
when
just
he
say?
Roasted me what time it was.
Yeah.
Yo, that's a good Cat 6 story.
Come
he
to my race.
Roasted, yeah, word. I'm on a track bike mobbing. He roasted me on a city
yo,
bike.
Yo, the wind, 40 miles per hour, B.
Yeah, they're hitting right now. Mm. It's going to be a good ride home.
Season 3, episode 13, Alex Hogan, Local Logistics.
Shout out to yeah, him.
You know.
Shout out
season
to
3, episode 14, Amir Tusi.
Uh-huh. Ooh, shout out to him.
Queens. Season 3, episode 15, Austin Horse.
Word, he's still doing the mechanic thing?
I don't give a
fuck. Dutch Express.
Fuck that
don't
guy.
Even matter, right?
16,
don't matter.
Chanel Zeeso.
Oh, Chanel, shout out Atlanta.
Shout out to Atlanta. Yo, Atlanta. She Atlanta. Fucking put me on to mad people. Chanel is dope.
Avery's crush.
Bless. 17, Bustamante.
Shout out to Mario.
Y'all already know
he
which
Miatas
one.
Now, so.
Hey, yeah. Skrrt.
Skateboard.
That's him. Travis Scott. He's a Peruvian Travis Scott.
Season 3. Season 3, at the end, we went to the Bicycle Film Festival. And then after the Bicycle Film Festival, we did episode 18, Lucas Brunel.
Yo, shout out to him and fucking Line of Sight. Favorite cycling movie, well, documentary, whatever, of all time.
Then we had Monica Rocha, 19.
Shout out to Gene.
Gene Muriel, yes. Billionaire Bike Club.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Where's he at? Is he still riding bikes?
He's doing everything.
I don't know.
Billionaire.
21, he's a billionaire. 21. Malcolm Richards.
Shout out to Malcolm.
Yo, is he still racing?
Yeah, he is.
Nah, Malcolm Richards is out here getting drunk with his crew. Stop
nah, but he's actually finishing
same.
Better. Then
same
22
and his crew's making a
22 Steezy Sanchez.
Yo, shout out to him and his weird ass mustache.
Stay Steezy.
23 Crusher Alex.
Yo, shout out to him and his rapping.
Yeah.
24 League Night.
Okay.
25 Ramon.
I forgot what that is. Oh,
one
no, that,
speed pedaling or
that,
whatever
oh
the fuck.
Chingon. Chingon.
One Chingon ass nigga. Yeah.
Shout to Chingon.
Yeah, shout out to you, bro.
Yo,
yeah.
episode 26 of season 3, we had Hal Rozal.
26. from fucking Bicycle Habitat.
Pull up the
Habitat.
Fucking Hal Rozelle.
Pull up that Hal. Yo, he got some stories.
True.
My man's been riding a track bike since I was fucking not even thought of. I don't think my, I think my mom was like a teenager when he was riding track bikes.
Yo, season 3, episode 27, Nick McManus.
Wow.
Dude Manhouse.
Dude Manhouse.
The Polaroid Master.
Facts.
The picture Uno taker Mas. From there. Yeah.
Season like 3, people. Episode 28, Squid.
Shout out to Squid.
Kevin Bulger.
OG.
Yep, seen him in the city that day.
Yep.
Pink hair. Pink yep. Mohawk.
The Mohawk banging.
Pink Mohawk bang. That's how
Ninja
was
Turtle
like,
sunglasses.
Is that?
Yo, season 3, episode 29, Miguel Toledo.
Wow, shout Puerto out to him and 22 yo. Bikes. I know yeah. he fuck with them heavy.
Yep.
Heavy. That's his sponsor.
Season 2, episode 30, Ashley...
Portland.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Portland. Ashley Thompson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry for the govy, but that's what you get
what you
for leaving Instagram
know.
Handles.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Season 3, episode 31, Angela Sorensen, this year's Monster Track winner.
Wow.
She was tight. We cut her off, and she didn't get her Alley Cat story at the end.
Yeah,
she was
well,
super
I mean,
tight. And then she won Monster Track, so.
I mean, come back on.
Yeah, re-record. Season 3, episode 32, Nolan Montiel.
Shout out to him, y'all. I've seen him racing lately. Hockey as ever.
Midnight Gladiators.
Yeah.
Episode 33, Giovanni Ramirez.
Giovanni Ramirez.
Psh, turbo, that's everybody it. Develop a turbo as soon as you say his name.
Giovanni Ramirez.
That's it. That's the
that
guy.
After Giovanni.
Yeah, right.
He shot out his gummy,
yeah.
didn't he?
Yeah,
didn't
yeah
he?
I was just talking shit.
Episode 34, League Night.
Ooh. 34 fucking episodes?
Season 4, can you take over, Mike?
Oh, boy. Here we
season
go.
Season fucking 4.
What do we got here?
Oh, yeah. Season 4 is not too long.
Oh, damn. Season 4, we had Monster Track organizer. So Chris and Victor.
Yeah.
First guest to come back on.
Shotting match of all time.
Oh, both of those guests came back on for the first time. Yeah.
That was like my first experience.
Oh, that's
when
you first started, right?
I was like, okay, everyone needs to just calm down.
You were like, what the fuck did I just get into?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers don't know how to act.
And that shit went, we went from like, you guys went from 51 minutes to an hour to like an hour and a half. This was an hour and a half.
Like,
and I was like, we got to go, guys.
It was a shouting match.
Episode 2, season 4 was League Night.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we didn't. It was hard to get guests, I guess, at that time.
It was still cold.
Some, yeah, but we went in on three.
But then we balled out with some good ones.
Yeah.
Episode 3 was Anna Maria Wolf.
Yeah,
Sean Wolf's wife.
Yeah.
Before the baby.
Co-owner of Sun and Air. And,
talked about a bunch of that.
K-Cog, yeah, she went in on that and diversity. And like,
was it episode 4? We had Seth Roscoe.
Oh, man, that was
great. Builder of Roscoe Bikes.
Boy band pick.
Yes. Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, that, was
that was a fun one.
That was a good night. Yeah, that was a good one. That was like a Saturday,
about,
I think
like,
we did it, right? Did we do that? It was like a Saturday.
We did it on like a weird
it
day,
like a,
extra
it was
forum.
On a weekend. It
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
like on a weekday. I remember.
But
that
he was
girl.
Like moving to Australia.
Yep.
Right
day
before the pot.
Yeah.
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 yeah. He's like,
was,
yeah, my wife and kids left. I'm just
yeah.
I got
I'm like just
a
here.
Day or two.
Facts.
That
was a blessing.
Fucking like you know living in the Lower East Side.
That was definitely a blessing that he came on and gave us that before he left.
Episode 5, we went to the Bicycle Film Festival, got a bunch of those interviews, chilling there.
Press pass.
That was a good time. Episode 6, Jason Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
Jazz man. You
jazz
already know.
Man, yep.
Out here.
Word for everything.
That ass.
Episode 7, we had Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
On the bike lane.
Yeah,
bike
lane.
That's all you need to know.
Is he even still doing that?
I don't know.
No, thank God. But that shit took off.
No, it took off.
But then
off.
They found out who it was.
Yeah.
But it definitely took off from one day to the next. It was like from like 1,000 followers to like 5,000 followers, like it was quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, but it, and it,
the amount of videos,
you know what
and
it
posts.
Was? It was the time, everything just it made sense for it to
it was
blow
a great
up
time
like
to
that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But he's a fuck nigga, so
yeah.
keep him moving.
Episode 8, we got Mr. Henny.
Yeah.
Henny
wow,
himself.
Henny.
Shout
wow,
out to Henny.
I've seen him in a minute.
Yeah.
Season 4, episode 9, we had David Lipscomb.
David Lipscomb,
come
oh,
on,
great
from,
guy, yo.
CIS,
coach.
CIS cycling, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah,
coaching like a motherfucker, man.
Just balling out.
I'm gonna pay him some breath so he could coach me out.
episode 10, Steph.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. Remember that?
Yeah,
remember
shout
that?
To Stephanie Lai.
Yeah,
there it is.
There you go. Yep, Stephanie Lai.
Yeah, that was good. Oh shit, we had episode 11. We had our own aunt,
yeah,
young
yeah,
aunt,
young
Cat
aunt.
Six.
Young aunt in the fucking building. He was in here talking about he was going to get nasty, and look, he did it.
Yikes. He did it.
He's wooing as we speak.
Season 4, episode 12, we had Dave from, what's he do, like Bed-Stuy Bike Co-op?
Oh yeah.
Work for Jump City.
Shout out to Dave. I forgot his last name. But Dave, I saw him the other day on Essex.
Word.
Yeah.
Had that rough like 5-minute start, but then got into it.
Yes. He was like, yo, was I think point. I'm too lit. I was like, yeah, it might have been that.
But we got
that
you.
A good one. Yeah.
13, we got Cooper Ray.
Oh, I saw him in the Coop city that out. Day on 6th Ave. Bro, I'll be in the city, like, in the city. Like, that's where everybody be at. Yeah, I saw Cooper Ray the other
day. Yo, one thing about Cooper's episode was when he was fucking, when Gabe was, like, attacking him about the Monster Track episode, and he was trying to say, like, if you're fast, then you're fast.
It doesn't matter.
And Yeah.
It's not like some Trump shit.
I felt like that was like a real defining moment for the podcast, and I'm glad that Gabe said what he needed to say, and I'm glad Cooper said what he needed to say, but it was one of those things because with unsanctioned racing, it's like, you know, people come out, they fucking race. With Alley Cats, people run lights. People could fucking get run over. Like, wild shit happens. And if somebody's cheating and it's like everyone came out and risked their lives and then this person's cheating and they're winning,
it kind of puts it in another perspective. It's not like it's not fair. It's like, nah, motherfucker, like, I almost died and, like, not you won on some fuck shit. So it's like, it's a little bit more personal. It becomes more personal.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, absolutely. And there's people who are really competitive and I agreed with you, and I didn't say anything. But I also know that, like, it's clear that he went to all the checkpoints.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he didn't go to all the checkpoints, but, like, in Alley Cat, there's, like, semantics and rules, mm-hmm. and everyone's trying to, like, you know, argue their position. But I, for one, can definitely vouch to the fact that Cooper is, in fact, fast. And, you know, it's not like he's just, like,
yeah, no,
a bum who was fucking cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because there's, like, clearly a difference. And I
absolutely.
Think when you call somebody, like, especially same with the Dominican Chris, it's like, when you talk about cheating, they're like, well, if we all had the information, everyone's just going to follow us anyway, then fucking you're all just following us, and fucking who cares?
I mean, in the sense of, like, and I'll say this to be, like, because this is real shit. If you're going to, it's in that aspect of what Cooper said, like, yo, like, if you're fast, you're fast. That means, and it makes perfect sense, it's like, look, it doesn't matter if you fucking know that I'm going this way or not, I'm going to smoke your shit, right? So that's what he's saying. He's saying, yo, yeah, like, he's like, yeah, okay, sure, I might have the up and up on you, but does it fucking matter? Because if you had the up and up, even if you had the up and up on me, I'm still going to fucking smoke you. Like, that's what he's trying to say, right? He's saying, I'm so nice that it doesn't fucking matter if I'm quote-unquote cheating or not.
I'm supposed to be at the end.
Because I'm going to be in front of you regardless. Like, whether you fucking know where I'm going left or right.
Yo, fuck,
like,
that guy, yo. Right? I'm fucking freezing. I don't even want to talk about him
anymore. Yeah, that's too
much for that? Let's go, yeah, let's go.
We got two more. Episode 14. Gabe Electronica.
Oh, shit.
Coming in on that episode.
Shout out to that, because I was on it.
That's a banger.
That was a good one.
That's definitely a banger. Talked all that shit.
Yeah, I talked a lot.
Oh, shit.
On the other side of the table.
Yeah, so that means I'm the last one.
Episode 15 would be Jason Buckets.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Another banger. Man, back
that was
to back.
One too.
And it was now, hammers.
And now episode 16.
The
16 is a good
final countdown.
Number for... Like
116, 116.
Oh, wow. It all came full circle.
Yo, 116 Avenue, let's go.
It came full circle.
That's on the West Coast.
116 Avenue, shit. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
West Coast of the next continent, like, over the ocean.
Word. Well, I got to go pick up my keys, yo. I got a couple friends that I was supposed to watch the game with.
Ooh, it's over for that.
It's over. So I got to go get my keys.
Wait, there's a game?
There was a game.
Wait, who won?
I don't know, but
I'm kind of hyped to see who won.
My phone's dead.
Say,
I gotta go
say
get
your
my
pieces. This is it.
Yeah, this is it. Yo, shout outs to everybody I love here.
Yo,
you already know.
Shout out to you, yo. Shout out to that game.
Do it.
You better go see what you got.
Shout out to C6. Shout out to Cat6. Chief Smith. Shout out to you guys for spending every Tuesday with me. You know, it was a lot for our families. It was a lot of stress on us and everything. And then we did it, though. We made it. We got the show. We hunt it. Hunt it, bro. So you already know, man. We here. I can't wait to continue life with you guys. I mean, this is the end for this, but yeah, it ain't the end of us.
Exactly.
So that was, yeah. We here.
That's Jay. Shout outs.
Drop the mic.
You're.
There goes Jay.
Okay, I'm safe.
Yeah, y'all safe.
For real. Thank you,
yeah. Get my 53rd 3-2. What is it? 53 tooth. I'm never going to get that back.
You're never going to get that back.
Damn it. Son of a bitch.
No more, so.
I need it back.
No, he really doesn't talk. Yeah,
oh, yeah. So. Yeah, I'm going to cut it off.
Yeah, that's it, yo. Shout out to the last episode. It was a good run. It was a good fucking run. Shout out to my son. Shout out to all the bike shops I worked at, even if it was fuck shit. Shout out to the experiences. Shout out to everybody at Cat 6 and got Cat 6 by. Shout out to Jay pulling off Mad OD on his in his BMW.
It's great.
And shout out to Tuesday nights, yo. That's it.
Yo, they'll never be the same after this.
They'll never be the same after this, no matter what. And that's it. And that's it. That's really all it comes to. And yo, shout out to LeBron James. I hope he wins the championship. That'll be number 4, baby. Number 4.